24-year-old Kayla DuBois of Navarre and 33-year-old Christopher Wimmer of Crestview were arrested Thursday after a two-month investigation by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. DuBois, who was fired May 20th, and Wimmer, who resigned the same day, reportedly recorded dozens of videos and photos with patients they were transporting for their own amusement as part of an alleged selfie war competition. Okaloosa County Sheriff Larry Ashley says many of the patients involved were intubated, sedated, or otherwise unconscious at the time the photos and videos were taken.
Some were innocuous, some were vile. There's any time the expectation of privacy, and especially when you're incapacitated in your most dire need, the last thing you need is somebody taking a picture of you and a selfie, trying to determine, or for whatever reason, for entertainment or for humiliation or for whatever reason.
DuBois is charged with two counts of interception and disclosure of oral communications, which is a third-degree felony. Wimmer faces seven counts of the same charge, along with a misdemeanor battery charge. The battery charge involves Wimmer holding open the eyelid of a sedated patient for a selfie. And according to investigators, he also posed with an elderly woman with her breast exposed. Sheriff Ashley says a total of 41 patients were initially identified. Two are since deceased and three appear consensual. Of the remaining 36 patients, 19 are female and 17 are male. They range in age from 24 to 86.
I can tell you that the victims that we identified and talked to were angry, were frustrated, were hurt. And their biggest fear that these things have been shared on social media.
Disappointment is not the word for it, but we're all disappointed. We're somewhat outraged, if you will.
Kelly Wines is chairman of the Okaloosa County Commission.
It's very unfortunate that a very few number of employees, I think there was five of them involved in a staff of 130 or so in the agency that can discredit the whole organization. It's just unfortunate that some employees made these poor choices, terrible choices, in fact.
The sheriff's office launched their probe on May 13th after Okaloosa County public safety officials learned of the allegations about DuBois and Wimmer from three other EMS employees a week earlier. Chairman Wines says it will take time, but the county already has begun to address the situation.
There's been some training things that have changed. There's been some cell phone procedures and restrictions that have changed. You can't have a cell phone that records or takes pictures in the back of the ambulances anymore. So there's this certified program, this HIPAA program. A privacy officer consults and reaches out to employees, and there's some things like that have been implemented quickly.
Also, Okaloosa County EMS Chief Tracy Voss immediately put out a general statement to the staff and scheduled a staff meeting for next Friday, July 29th. Commission Chairman Kelly Wines wants to reassure the public that they're doing everything they can to prevent similar behavior from ever happening again.
The efficiency and the purpose of the public safety and the EMS and all is not going to be compromised. We're going to go on, and we got outstanding people in there, other than these few, of course. So this too will pass. It's unfortunate, and we've all been embarrassed and somewhat shaken by it, but we will get on with it, and things will get back to normal and be right.
Wines adds that the threat of fines and jail time are deterrents. DuBois and Wimmer face up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.